I guess I should ask if we're ready. So do we have to do that again or not?
No, we're good.
Okay. So good evening, everyone. It's June 28th, 2022. We have all members here, so I guess we don't have to follow the... Because we have everyone here. Perfect. Okay, so we'll do a roll call. I guess we have to officially have everyone here.
Coke.
Here.
Transier.
Here.
Plocher.
Here.
Soling.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Merrick.
Here.
Teroulis.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Fantastic. Welcome, everyone. Thank you. So we have no amendments to the agenda, but we do have a presentation tonight. And so I'm going to read this. Craig actually handed out. Because it was Craig who brought this forward. But, so we have a certificate of recognition. The Mayor and City Council of the United City of Yorkville present this to the 2022 Plano High School Unified Track and Field Team for winning first place at the 2022 State Championship. That's fantastic. In recognition of all your hard work and for your dedication and commitment, also in recognition of your athleticism, team spirit, and outstanding sportsmanship. Congratulations and great job. So who's here to take this from the team? And Craig, I'm going to let Craig present because Craig's son, I think he was like the number one star on the team, was he? So here you go. Who wants to accept us here?
For me.
They got their medals on.
I'm gonna get out of his way. Yeah, you have anyone else coming up? Anyone else coming up? Ethan, you coming up too? Oh, you're in a picture. So when the pictures are done, somebody here needs to tell us a little bit about what happened. But first, you gotta do the photos.
No kissing, that's not fair.
Excellent. So tell us about what happened here. When was the event?
Who was it?
Who wants to speak?
Yeah,
first ever to win first place. Because this is the first year they had it. Now, we did with Reggio 2 years ago.
2 years ago?
Was it 2 years ago, Logan? Yeah. Yeah. But when I wrote the state, they didn't have it because of COVID and that type of thing. So we were excited.
First ever. Who did the 100 mile car? Nice.
Yes.
I don't think I could run 100 meters.
I did long jump in 400 meters.
400 meters.
You did 400 meters?
That's
I definitely did 400 meters. I can do up my car.
Yeah, well,
and I only did long jump. And like, honestly, I can do the long jump. It would just like me.
But I did
nice.
The best.
That's
awesome.
Fun. Do you have anything so from our gen ed population? What do you guys have to say about the program?
Nothing that's good.
Good. You got a lot of good friends. Well, fantastic. Thank you all for coming today.
Thank you for having us and honoring us. It's a big honor. We're so excited. All right.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
I'm sorry?
I said I was out of order.
Oh, I'm always out of order. I figured we're going to do such a fast meeting. I mean, water.
I would pick one up for you.
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't tell me, but Zach brought it in. I was
Thank you. That's fantastic. Thank you. We ordered the weather just for you today. Nice day. Okay, next we have public hearing. I will open the public hearing regarding the, what is it based on, the census? The 10-year redistricting per state statute. So I'm going to open up the public hearing for any comments from anyone here on the ward map. Are there any comments from the public on the ward map for anyone here? Seeing no comments from anyone here, we will give the public an opportunity through Zoom. Are there any comments from anyone in Zoom land who would like to comment on the ward map and the redistricting? Is that me, that person is, or not? No. Okay, hearing no comments, I will close the public hearing. Are there any citizen comments on any item on the agenda? Anyone here in the public? Anyone in Zoom land? No comments. We have consent agenda, which you've all taken some liberty to use, I see again. We have the minutes from June 14th. Hey, how's that floor coming along?
It's coming.
So we have the minutes from June 14th. We have the bills totaling $1,938,599.17. We have the Route 47 trail location authorizes staff to inform IDOT that the city would like the new trail installed along Route 47. Thank you for that. We also have the East Main Street improvements, change order number one, sidewalk additions, because the sidewalks came in under, right? Under the engineer's estimate. So we're adding some additional sidewalks, and those are where?
Terry Lane and Bristol Avenue.
And those are both pretty rough, huh?
Yep.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, we also have Prairie Point parking lot improvements, a construction engineering agreement, authorized the mayor and city clerk to execute. We have Prairie Lane, Georgiana Street, and Pleasure Drive water main replacement design engineering agreement, and that is for next year. There you go. Talk about delivering. It's something you could campaign on. So we also have the lead service line inventory engineering agreement. And what is this for, Eric? Is this required, or Brad, this required by the state?
Federal,
okay, and this is, how often do we have to do this?
This is the first week I've done.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. Okay, so I'm looking for a motion and a second to approve those items.
So moved.
I heard Mr. Peterson, and because I couldn't tell who was over here, I'm going to give it to Mr. Tarullis. I'm giving it to Mr. Peterson.
It's because Seaver is so loud.
So, I guess we'll do a roll call.
Cope?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarullis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Next, we have the mayor's report. It's up to all of you. We do have the ordinance of the United States of Yorkville adopting a ward district map. And if we want to do that tonight, I think we have to, pursuant to ordinance 2013-31, a motion to waive the procedural rule not to vote on items at the same meeting in which the public hearing on the matter has taken place. So if you want to do that tonight and be done with it, we can. If you don't, that's fine. Any thoughts, Mr. Funkhauser?
I would like us to defer this to the next meeting. I know our procedural ordinance has the stipulation that we won't vote on something that the public hearing is heard on the same night. It gives us a mechanism to waive that, which in politics it's amazing that we give up a right that we actually have. But I think this would be beneficial for us to defer for 2 weeks. We don't have a time crunch against us, so I think this would be good to defer for 2 weeks.
Any objection to putting it at the next meeting? We'll put it on the next meeting for action. Thank you very much.
Because it was on the agenda, I would suggest a motion to table to the next regular meeting.
Was that your motion? Second by Merrick. Now Merrick's getting this one. Okay.
I will support my word 3 part.
All in favor of tabling until the next meeting?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We didn't need a roll call on that.
No, sir.
Yes, sir. I saw that.
What?
The original, yes, sir, when Johnny Carson, if any of you haven't seen this, yes, Johnny Carson.
Who?
Johnny Carson. Oh, my God. I still have time to vote. I haven't voted yet. I'm just kidding. So, Johnny Carson, he did a skit where he was playing Ronald Reagan, and they would come in and they talked about James Watt and who and Yasser Arafat. And if you haven't seen it, Google it. It's funny as heck. So, anyway, okay. Okay, so next, where are we at?
Okay.
Oh, the drainage district. I went to the wrong one. Okay. I tried to give it to you in the consent agenda over there, but we already had that. Okay, so next. I should probably read this. I'm looking for a motion to approve a settlement agreement by and among the United City of Yorkville, Rob Roy Drainage District, and Raymond Drainage District. Those are tough to say fast, and authorize the mayor to execute. Coke?
Yep, second.
Soling, second? Very nice. I gave you the last one. Discussion? Comments? Roll call.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarullis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Very nice. Okay, I'm going to turn to this side to give some love over here. Is there a motion for a resolution amending the purchase of streetlight heads, arms, and poles for Fox Hill Subdivision? Funkhauser?
Second.
Ooh, Transier. Okay. And
it's a public works item.
Oh, Jesus. Oops. Well, you can have the next one. Okay. And tell that to my wife. So, see how far that gets. Any discussion on this? Eric?
These are actually 20 streetlight poles down from 25 last bid. That's how much the prices have gone up since March. So we were only able to get 20 poles this time. But these will be used again. This is year 2 out of 3. And next year, we'll finish off the Fox Hill.
So we will be able to finish off the following year then.
55 in total.
Sweet. And these are all LEDs, correct?
They are LEDs and they're concrete poles instead of the metal poles that are out there now.
Sweet. Comments, questions, Mr. Funkhauser?
Just the ones that are out there that I have to check, make sure none of them.
Yes, we rebuilt 11 of them. Yes.
Any other questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very nice. Mr. Merrick, would you like to continue?
You did such a great job.
It's up to you. I don't want to hurt you.
I'll take the last item.
Okay. Well, Mr. Plocher and Mr. Peterson, I'm looking for a resolution authorizing the purchase of a Proteus? Wow. Sounds Latin to me. Light system. A sewer camera inspection system.
Yes.
Second.
Very good. Very good. Okay. Eric?
Yeah, this is actually a 2-in-1 system. This is a barricade system, which is a larger system that will be able to use on main lines. And it also comes with a smaller push cam. And the kind of very interesting thing about this one is it's kind of an entry-level model that we want to add on for pieces and parts later. We can, so it's kind of a buildable system, which we thought was great because to enter into one of the full-level systems was close to $130,000-$140,000 for the big systems, where we put it into this one for $65,000 to be utilized properly.
Questions, comments, Mr. Peterson?
You said you could add on a monitor too eventually?
Yeah, you could add monitors, you could put it in a truck, you could mount them in a van. It kind of just is, we're doing the basic building blocks.
Yeah. What's life expectancy for it?
Our other push cam, I believe, has been around since 07. So
18 years taking care of it?
Yes. And this is a system we can take in to the shop when we're done and take out in the field.
We said this one has about 8 times the distance range, is that right?
Yeah, we can go 800 feet.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty kick butt. Anything else on this side? On this side? Do a roll call, please.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very nice. Mr. Merrick, you want to do the third one?
I'm going to, because this one's information only, so it's easy. No motions here. Okay, we're done. This is GW 2022-54, the Rocco Briscoe Sanitary District Smoke and Night Testing
System. That's it? Oh, Eric. Oh, I thought you were going to talk. I'm like, why would you like me to get a report along with your dancing?
Yeah.
No big presentation. Just an informational item from YBSD. They're going to do, on the south side, they're going to do smoke and dye testing. Circus Center School will be done during the summer when there's no kids, and the other will be done in September. They are going to use our resources on Facebook, social media to post us well in advance, and there'll be an FAQ section on their website and a QR code, I believe they had in the bottom corner.
We did ask them for that.
Yes, so they could, residents can, you know, hit that with their phone, and it'll give them all the information about it.
And when did you say they're doing this?
September.
And how long does it take?
A couple days, maybe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh, that's kind of neat. So if you see a bunch of smoke and dye coming up, you got to call them and let them know?
Well, people do. I mean, it comes out of their gutters. It'll come out of the ground. It'll, yeah.
I think you mentioned that, yeah, you don't want people to maybe call the fire department and let them know ahead of time. Yeah. So they don't.
And we'll work with the fire department well ahead of time to let them know when we're doing it as well.
And you said it was completely harmless, so nobody's anything to worry about.
Oh.
Yeah. In case it comes inside their house.
Correct. Completely harmless and it doesn't pay.
I think it'd be really slick if they did on Halloween. That would be kind of neat to see that coming out of the gutters. That'd be kind of fun.
I don't think that would be good.
That's what it means that people were tied into the wrong.
Yeah. Hopefully it's
we don't want to see that.
That's true. Anything else on that? Very nice.
I'm sure we'll bring it back and let everybody know beforehand.
Yeah, we'll run it a couple times. Excellent. Thank you. Anything else, Mr. Merrick? Economic development?
Is Lynn's not on, is she?
No.
No report other than obviously you've seen Bell Tires moving along pretty well. Yeah. Noodles and Company's actually on Google Maps now. They've got signage up.
Sweet.
And I think we've got Chipotle's kind of caught a little bit behind, but they're still going forward.
Yeah. Permits issued today or tomorrow.
Man. Yeah, so they're getting their bond to us.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of questions on Chipotle, but still moving forward.
It'll be nice to talk about, say, the end of October. Look at the great businesses we're bringing to Yorkville. Hint,
yeah.
Hint.
There's a lot.
We had a couple people on the page asking if we were getting Domino's back. Because if you look at Google, it still says they're there.
Yeah. But then it says Noodles is right next
right
to it.
Right there.
Yeah.
Domino's is literally in the middle of the street, which is where pizza belongs, in my opinion.
We got a lot of pizza places.
We do.
Great. Fantastic.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we got better than that.
John, you got a soft spot for Domino's? You were kind of.
I have a soft spot for food in general.
Other than that, no other report.
Pizza specifically, yes. Excellent, thank you. Public safety, anything from public safety? Admin? Park board?
Just a reminder, the 4th of July celebration is next Monday, July 4th. Parade's at 9 a.m. We will have a city council club, so if anyone would like to participate in the parade,
I know, a great place to view too.
What's the chances if it stays dry that we do not have it? Is that even a possibility? That we don't have the fireworks? It's really, I mean, we're obviously in drought now.
Yeah, I mean, it won't be an issue.
Okay. Where it's at, we don't have to worry about it.
No, it's usually just if it's like, you know, storm that's coming through.
Okay, okay.
Any other questions, comments? Looking forward to it?
Same thing as last year, playing on the same spot, same parade route.
Same parade route, so.
Okay, awesome. Thanks for that.
And then the week, when is your Riverfest?
It's not that weekend, it's the following weekend.
2 weekends later?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll have a meeting between then.
Yes.
You can plug that too then. Sweet. Mr. Cole.
Just a tip. How is this for construction? Is it being delayed or something? Because it hasn't started yet, right? For down on the river?
The riverfront construction will start at 18th, that Monday after the event. So we met a month or so ago, we have that. And so they knew summer solstice and our event was coming, so they purposely did on the 18th.
Oh, that's good.
So,
I don't know if anyone went to summer solstice. I went there Friday night. Oh my God, it was packed. It was a fantastic crowd. Were you there?
Saturday.
Is that Saturday? Oh, you were there Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like, God, I'm pretty sure I was there Friday.
No, I was there Friday.
Yeah. No, it was fantastic.
To add what you're asking, typically if it's a dry like that, the fire department will pull and wet down the field before the fireworks. Bring a little brush truck in just to make sure.
Nice.
I believe that's the kind of correct. No. Okay.
It'll be fine.
It'll
be fine. It'll be fine.
We're just serving water here in our field.
Is that field's address odd or even?
Is it the first number or the last number?
Park board, anything else? Planning and Zoning Commission, Christy, there you are. Anything?
No report.
City Council?
No report.
Thank you. City Clerk?
No report.
Oops. Community and Liaison Reports? Mr. Funkhauser?
The CVB did pass its budget, even with the state taking some of the LTC grant monies away from us that they originally said they would give us. We ended up having a balanced budget, which is good without having to tap into reserve funds. So it's financially still very stable.
Excellent.
The YDSP's new disinfection system, the UV lights, has been installed and is working quite well, actually. I picked it for everyone who wants to see it. It's pretty neat to see.
Excellent. Thank you.
Maybe me. Anybody else?
I think.
Staff report?
No report.
Thank you. Mayor's report continued. Do we have anything on the city building or the water study?
Just briefly some updates. We started the public works space needs analysis process yesterday. So we had our first staff meeting. So over the next couple months, we'll be back in front of the committees and city council with additional information. For the breakpoint building, construction is ongoing, and we do anticipate to have a few change orders. Most sort of framework of funding options and deals coming in second. That's all I have. Thank you.
Awesome. Any questions for Bart? I see none and hear none. Move on. Presentations continued? None. Additional business? None. Citizen comments on anything? None. Executive session? None. Is there a motion? Oh, wait. If you haven't, please vote. Is there a motion to adjourn? Funkhauser? Seconded by Soling. All in favor?
Aye.
You beat your own.
Motion carried.